Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful, and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having Andrew Goss back on the show. Andrew is a great member of our Brain Trust, the author of The Secret World of Money, also Uncle Sam Cooks the Books. He's a gold expert. He's a monetary expert. And you can't be that if you're not really smart. He's our good friend, Andy Goss. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you back. So let's take this segment and talk about the Fed. The Fed's wrapping up there. They're another two-day meeting, and for years, literally years, there was no. It was ho-hum. The Fed, my Fed Watch show was you know, kind of a non-event around here. But we had a little bit of excitement in December. We actually had some excitement last year when a lot of people thought they were going to raise rates. I never did and predicted that, and they didn't. But they finally did in December. But now they're still holding their guns, aren't they?
Indeed they are. If you recall the December show, when I said I agreed with you, I thought they would raise in December, but that it would be a token move, mm-hmm. that it wouldn't be the start of a series of rate hikes as it has been in the past,
right.
What the pundits have been calling liftoff. Right, that once they start raising rates, then they'll do so every meeting and so forth. Well, they haven't raised them since, and they're not going to raise them today.
Right.
But they will give us a signal. See, this seems to be the big change at the Fed, where in the past everything was secret, secret, secret. Now it's almost as though they give us a meetings notice. And so I expect that they'll give us an insight into what they plan to do in June, but nothing else. So they're not going to do anything today to upset the apple cart.
Well, don't we need to look around? You know, the Fed is not just the U.S. central bank; it's the global central bank. If we tell the truth about it, and when we look around at the challenges of Europe now, still having they're sort of lagging behind us in the way they approach their economic situation. Japan isn't Japan at negative interest rates now? When you've got these global scenarios around the planet. How can the U.S. be talking about raising interest rates? I mean, aren't those stories impacting us?
Indeed, and really that's the big story. See, no one chartered the central bank, the Fed, to be the central bank for the world. We don't have a world government. As far as I'm concerned, the Fed is supposed to act for the United States and in the interest of the United States. But your point is very, very pungent, because what they've done is sacrifice domestic growth sort of to help out the rest of the world. And
they started doing this. I know they started doing this back in 98 with the Thailand issue.
Correct.
But I don't know if they did it before then. I wasn't paying as much attention. But I know that they've been doing it for the last 25 years.
Yeah, and they certainly did it during World War II.
And 20 years, I should say.
At their inception, in World War I, all of the credit liquidity that the Fed provided and loaned to England from, to prosecute the first war there, mm-hmm. the Great War, that all came back to bite us hard in the roaring 20s when you had three times as much money as you had gold and silver to pay it off.
Right.
And so by 1929, it was clearly obvious that there was no way to pay off all the debt that
and
was incurred.
And what's the difference in 1929 and what has happened in America since 2008? What's the difference?
Well, essentially, that there is no limit now to the amount of money that can be created. If you recall,
because they weren't creating trillions of dollars in balance sheet back in those days like they are now.
They couldn't.
Right?
They were constrained. You know, they could only create $20 for every ounce of gold that they had on reserve.
So, how big a mess have they created?
Oh well, because they refused to take the first medicine. And they continually throw more debt at the problem. We now have three times as much debt as we have money to pay.
Yeah.
So the options are, hey, let Puerto Rico default. Everybody loses their money. Let everybody else default. And, you know, you get 20, 30 cents on the dollar, and people will start changing their their investment habits, no bonds. It's they've created a mess of epic proportions, Jim. And to clean it, they either have to, again, allow these defaults or the more likely scenario, double or even triple the supply of money so that everyone can pay their bills, albeit with dollars that are worth substantially less.
So that's like healing a drug addict by giving them more drugs.
That's a great analogy. If you don't mind, I'm going to use that because that's exactly what we're doing. We're not curing anything. We're simply calming him down. That's a great analogy.
Well, yeah, and so it seems like we haven't learned anything, folks, and this is the scary part, and this is what we're going to talk about when we come back. One of the things that Andy does is helps people hedge against this kind of uncertainty, and I'm going to get Andy to talk about some of the things that he's watching out there and that his clients are concerned about, so you and I can become a little bit more educated on these uncertain times. 20 Tail, right back with Andy Goss. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.